Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Friday, March 18th. In the news this morning, overnight EBA prices were May corn down 3¾ cents at 7.50¾, May wheat down 22¼ cents at 10.75¾, May beans up 7 cents at 16.75½. We did not see any new export sales here this morning. President Biden's going to be talking to President Xi this morning. He's going to try to convince him not to give Russia the aid they need. From what I'm hearing, Xi's more concerned with losing the relationships with the United States on so many levels. His prime goal is to keep the Chinese economy going. And if Putin, or if Biden's threats are strong enough, it may cause him to think twice about helping Putin. There are several ways he could turn his back on Putin. Maybe one of the most important ways is not to give him any military or aircraft parts, which would slow this thing down in an awful hurry out here. But we'll have to see what comes out of that. Peace talks are still ongoing. Doesn't seem like there's any progress. Putin just indiscriminately bombing children and women. It's just pretty pathetic what's going on out here. Palm oil was down sharply overnight. That dragged the bean oil down, despite the crude oil being up $1.25 a barrel. Bean oil was down 176 overnight. But the meal was up $4. It offset it a little bit out here. But I think, you know, theoretically, the beans should have been lower. They shouldn't have been as high as they were yesterday, and they should have been actually lower here today. But we'll see what happens. We might see some more profit taking before the weekend. You know, to me, this market acts like, you know, the incredible volatility. But in order to make new highs out here, we're going to need something compelling. The only thing I really see compelling out there is if Putin unleashed a nuclear weapon somewhere. That would be a game changer. But it looks like they're going to try to grow crops in Ukraine. I don't know who's going to grow them, who's going to harvest them, who owns them. But can they even get sold on the market? I doubt it. So at any rate, if there's grain out there, it'll make its way into the system one way or another. But it's not going to be enough to, you know, really cause people concerns. You know, where are the Chinese going to get that 6 million metric tons of corn that they bought from Ukraine that's on the books but not delivered? Looks like the U.S. may have gotten 1 to 2 million metric tons of that business so far, and they may get more in the future. But I think today is going to be more of a risk-off day than anything else, unless there's really some bad news between President Biden and President Xi, or Putin does something else stupid out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.